Welcome to Retreat, Reset, Transform, the podcast where we explore the art and science of deep healing. Your host is Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and clinical director at Dimensions Algonquin Highlands. Donald's therapeutic focus is somatic and trauma therapies, psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy, and nature-based healing, guiding people through profound journeys of transformation. In today's episode, Donald explores the fascinating connection between sound healing and brainwave states, and how specific frequencies can help you shift from stress and mental clutter into clarity, relaxation, and deep restoration. From ancient traditions to modern neuroscience, join Donald as he reveals how sound can become one of the most powerful tools for nervous system regulation and transformation. And now, here's Donald.
The sound of a single Tibetan singing bowl ringing out into a quiet space. At first, it's bright, shimmering, alive. Then the tone begins to soften, stretching further and further into the silence until you feel it more than you hear it. In that moment, your breath slows, your thoughts feel lighter, and without you even trying, something deep inside you begins to settle. Sound has always been with us. Long before we had words, we had the rhythm of a heartbeat, the rustle of leaves, the crackle of fire. Sound isn't just something we hear. It's something we feel in our bones, in our nervous system, in the very patterns of our brainwaves. And today, we're going to explore how sound can help us move into the brain states where healing, creativity, and restoration naturally happen. Our brains are constantly producing electrical activity, and that activity can be measured in cycles per second, called hertz. Different frequencies correspond to different mental and emotional states. Beta, 13 to 30 hertz. This is our active, alert state, perfect for problem solving, but also the state where stress and overthinking can dominate. Many of us spend most of our day here. Alpha, 8 to 13 hertz, a relaxed, alert state. We feel calm but still present. Alpha is often called the gateway state because it's where the brain starts shifting from analytical thinking toward deeper creativity and integration. Theta, 4 to 8 hertz, associated with deep relaxation, meditation, and the moments between wakefulness and sleep. It's also linked to memory integration, emotional processing, and creativity. Delta, 0.5 to 4 hertz, the slowest waves found in deep, dreamless sleep, essential for physical restoration and immune function. Why this matters for healing. When we intentionally shift from beta into alpha or theta, our body moves from doing into resting and repairing. This shift supports emotional regulation, lowers cortisol, and opens up the capacity for deep processing, especially useful after therapeutic or psychedelic work. Sound healing isn't new. From shamanic drumming in indigenous traditions, to the chanting of Buddhist monks, to the ringing of temple bells, sound has always been a way to change consciousness. These traditions understood, long before EEG machines, that rhythm and tone could shift how we feel, how we think, and how we connect. Science is now confirming what those traditions intuited. A 2016 study in the Journal of Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine found that listening to Tibetan singing bowls significantly reduced tension, anger, fatigue, and depression, and increased feelings of spiritual well-being. Research on binaural beats, where two slightly different frequencies are played into each ear, shows that listening to beats in the alpha or theta range can reduce anxiety, improve mood, and even enhance focus. A study published in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience found that rhythmic auditory stimulation, such as drumming, can increase theta activity in the brain. a state linked to creativity, emotional insight, and memory reconsolidation. Sound enters the nervous system through multiple channels, not just through the ears, but through vibration felt in the body. This multisensory input bypasses some of our mental defenses and allows for a direct shift in brainwave patterns. At retreats, we use sound in many ways to help guests regulate, integrate, and restore. Guided sound baths. Instruments like crystal bowls, gongs, and chimes produce overtones and vibrations that are physically felt in the body, promoting deep relaxation and nervous system downregulation. Guided sound meditation. Combining intentional sound with breathwork or body scanning helps participants enter alpha and theta states more easily. Binaural beats and ambient tracks. These can be used in preparation for sleep, during therapy sessions, or alongside meditation to deepen relaxation. Ceremonial use. Sound becomes part of the experience, whether through chanting, drumming, or singing, anchoring the group in a shared rhythm that fosters connection and co-regulation. A key point. The intention behind the sound matters as much as the sound itself. When sound is delivered in a safe, attuned, and supportive environment, it can become a profoundly healing experience. You don't need to be at a retreat to experience the benefits of sound healing. Here are ways you can bring it into your everyday life. Morning reset. Begin your day with 5 minutes of singing bowl tones or nature sounds to cue your brain toward a calmer, more intentional start. Evening relaxation. Listen to 10 to 15 minutes of theta range, binaural beats to help transition from beta, alert, to alpha, to theta, relaxed. Vocal toning, humming or chanting stimulates the vagus nerve, improving parasympathetic activity and reducing stress. Mindful listening. Choose a single tone, sound, or instrument and notice it fully. Pitch, texture, resonance, decay as a meditation practice. Before we wrap up, I want to give you a taste of what we've been talking about. A short sound bath you can experience right now, wherever you are. In a moment, you'll hear the tones of crystal singing bowls, the gentle melodic strumming of the reverie harp, and soft layers of nature sounds. Together, these create a soundscape designed to guide your nervous system into a calmer state. The crystal bowls produce pure, resonant tones that can be felt as much as heard, helping to release tension and open the body to relaxation. The reverie harp, a beautiful, handcrafted instrument, adds warm, soothing harmonics that encourage the mind to drift into a meditative state. And the background nature sounds act like a grounding thread, helping you feel anchored and safe as you listen. Before we begin, find a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. Let your hands rest gently in your lap or by your sides. Close your eyes if it feels safe to do so. Take a slow, deep breath in through the nose and let it flow out through the mouth. As you breathe, imagine each exhale softening your body just a little more. Your shoulders settling, your jaw unclenching, your belly releasing. Feel the support beneath you, holding you with ease. You don't need to hold anything right now. You are safe to simply receive. In a moment, you'll hear the crystalline tones of the singing bowls, the warm, melodic embrace of the reverie harp, and the grounding whispers of nature sounds. Let them wash over you, through you, and around you, like ripples across a still lake. No effort is needed. Just allow yourself to be carried by sound. Gently bring your awareness back to the present moment. Feel the surface beneath you, the weight of your body, the rhythm of your breath. Notice how your body feels now compared to before. Perhaps a little lighter, softer, or more spacious. When you're ready, take a deeper breath in and a slow, grounding breath out. Wiggle your fingers and toes. If your eyes are closed, open them slowly, letting the light back in. Carry this sense of calm and openness with you into the rest of your day, knowing you can always return to this place within you, the place sound knows how to find.
You've been listening to Retreat, Reset, Transform with Donald Curry. If today's episode opened your ears and your mind to the healing power of sound, share it with someone who could use a moment of calm. To learn more about retreats, programs, and therapeutic services, visit dimensionsretreats.com. Until next time, may your journey be one of connection, transformation, and deep healing.